with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network here on this terrific Tuesday, March 24, 2026 edition. For you precinct delegates that are going to be going to the endorsement convention this Saturday down in Novi, there's going to be a tele-town hall meeting tonight, a phone call at 7:30 p.m. today, Tuesday, March 24th, with the Attorney General candidate Kevin Kievsky. He is holding a tele-town hall meeting at 7:30 p.m. today, Tuesday, March 24th, for precinct delegates that would like to call into this number and listen to what Kevin has to say and even take questions from the delegates. The call-in number, 516-387-8073. 516-387-8073. If you want me to text you the screenshot of this picture with the phone number and the time tonight, Tuesday, March 24th at 7:30, let's just do AG for Attorney General. And again, in full transparency disclosure, I have personally endorsed Kevin for this race. Now, it's kind of interesting because the previous attorney general candidate that ran and lost in 2022, Matt DiPerno, he's come out and endorsed the other candidate, Doug Lloyd. So I texted him this morning and I said, well, Matt, we'll see who has more influence with the delegates, my endorsement of Kevin Kievsky or your endorsement of Doug Lloyd. And he texted me back and he said, laugh out loud. See you at the convention. So again, if you want this picture, the phone number for tonight, Tuesday, March 24th, 7:30, text me AG. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, there's been a lot of mudslinging, a lot of innuendo, a lot of just dirty politics in this particular race. And to be honest, it's coming from Doug Lloyd and his supporters. I talked to Doug about it. He claims he's not doing it. His campaign's not doing it. It says he told me it was others that are supporting his candidacy. Well, the bottom line, he could put a statement out there and telling people to knock it off. If he chooses not to do that, well, that tells me everything I need to know about Doug Lloyd. So again, if you're a voting delegate, you're going to be going to the convention this Saturday. Text me AG, and I'm going to program my phone right here during this break and start sending those pictures out to you guys. And do me a favor, forward them out to everybody you know that's a precinct delegate or even an alternate that's going to go to Novi this Saturday. Forward this picture to them and ask them to join on the call this evening as well. I believe Kevin will be taking questions, so should be very interactive and a good time. 7:30 tonight, to call in phone number for delegates. Text me AG and I'll send it to you. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Talking about the new radio ad campaign that Perry Johnson is now running across the state of Michigan. Perry Johnson rolls out campaign anthem in a new statewide radio push. You might want to switch to Spotify if you're trying to avoid campaign ads. Most likely because if you turn on the radio, there's going to be a good chance you're going to hear the new Perry Johnson radio anthem. The Republican gubernatorial candidate is turning his campaign into a soundtrack, rolling out a custom song now playing on about 100 radio stations across Michigan. The song is said to be featured across country, news, classic rock, and contemporary stations, ensuring that it reaches voters in both urban and rural communities throughout the entire state of Michigan. The original three-minute track also comes with 2 one-minute shorter radio cuts. The song leans into Johnson's core pitch, cutting wasteful government spending, eliminating the state income tax, and overhauling property taxes. The upbeat country tune delivers lines like, "No more income tax, saving us that dough, 4747 will give us room to grow." The song is not AI generated, though the band that sings it, Red Thunder, doesn't care for it to go public. "We were paid to create a song. We did it, but we don't really want our name attached to it." Maybe they're a bunch of big libs. I'm not sure. Well, Perry Johnson said the anthem is meant to tap into both the frustration and the optimism among voters. He also said the song directly addresses the need to right the wrongs of government spending, the fraud, and high property taxes. The song says in part of the lyrics, "No more hidden fees, no more bureaucratic mess. He'll trim the fat and make government less. From the north to the south, we're rallying strong. With Perry Johnson leading, we will right every wrong." Rollout is one of the many aggressive media buys from the Perry Johnson campaign, including a $10 million TV ad buy, digital outreach, and an upcoming statewide bus tour. The bus tour, "Keep Your Money, Live Your Dreams." That's the campaign slogan for Perry Johnson for governor. So wanted to get that story in because I just mentioned the new commercial. And again, you'll start hearing it later today. Interesting case from Michigan. The United States Supreme Court declined to hear a Michigan mother's appeal in a case where she said she was bullied by her local school district when she spoke out against their China virus policies. Sandra Hendren, her case began back in 2021 when she spoke out at a Chippewa Valley school board meeting talking about remote learning and shutting down the schools, how it hurt her son's academic process. Well, she first sued back on September 29th of 2022. lower courts agreed that Herndon's testimony was protected speech. However, they still sided with the school districts. School districts was reported to be off the hook when they reported the angry parent to police. Well, with the United States Supreme Court's denial, it leaves all the lower court rulings in place, which Herndon's attorney says parents to wonder how far officials can go in calling in federal law enforcement before that behavior becomes retaliation. Patrick Wright, Vice President for Legal Affairs at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, said reporting dissenting parents as domestic terrorists is intimidation. It's not open free speech, and it is definitely not local governance. When school officials use federal law enforcement channels against parents who come and criticize them, the message is to every parent very simple. Speak at your own risk. Herndon, who is a police officer and a mother of three boys, alleged that the school board wrote to her supervisor accusing her of veiled racism and behavior unbecoming a police officer. She also alleged that the school board restricted her speech by interrupting her at meetings and prohibited her from sharing her First Amendment rights. Well, they contacted the FBI and reported her to the FBI as being, quote unquote, a domestic terrorist. Charges were brought. It was fully investigated, and the charges were dismissed, but with a warning. Do it again, and we will bring the charges back. So basically, she was on a permanent probation. That's why she chose to appeal the decision and take it all the way to the United States Supreme Court. However, the Supreme Court, declined to hear her appeal. So the lower court decisions all stand. Now, speaking of former candidate for Attorney General Matt DiPerno, a judge's ruling will allow investigators' testimony to go forward at Matt DiPerno's preliminary examination. Former Attorney General candidate effort to strike two prosecution witnesses from his criminal proceedings hit a snag yesterday, but wasn't entirely unraveled. Oakland County Judge Derek Meineke agreed to review under a protective order a transcript of the grand jury testimony that led to the indictments against Matthew DiPerno and two others. And if Meineke finds that an investigator-client privilege applied between DiPerno and the two witnesses, he will then decide whether the testimony can be heard under a fraud crime exemption. Basically, that exemption says that it is not privileged if a crime occurred and the communications were furtherance of that crime. Basically, if what was said contributed to the crime going forward, then it may be allowed. DiPerno's attorney, Michael Conkrite, argued that the private investigator, Michael Lynch, as well as a computer professional, Benjamin Cotton, worked for DiPerno's client, Bill Bailey, in the Antrim County civil case challenging the 2020 election. As a result, Conkright, DePerno's attorney, argued the prosecution's use of text messages among the three, as well as co-defendant Stephanie Lambert, another attorney that was assisting DePerno, could not be used at DePerno's preliminary examination. Timothy Matt, the assistant prosecutor with the Muskegon County Prosecutor's Office, countered that no privilege existed and that the crime fraud exemption applies. Timothy Matt agreed that Matt DePerno, an attorney who represented William Bailey in the Antrim County case, but he did not agree that Cotton and Lynch worked directly for Bailey. And by the way, Bill Bailey died just before the November 2024 election. Well, the assistant prosecutor said, we'll even concede that all three are co-conspirators, but those connections and interactions do not show a relationship between Cotton and Lynch that would warrant keeping their conduct a secret under some kind of non-existent privilege with Mr. Bailey. Neither Cotton nor Lynch are charged in this case. The grand jury indicted Matt DePerno, Stephanie Lambert, and former state representative Dara Rendon on charges of conspiracy to commit undue possession of a voting machine. DePerno and Rendon are also charged with undue possession of a voting machine, conspiracy to commit unauthorized access to a computer and computer system, and willfully damaging a voting machine, while Rendon also faces charges of false pretenses. Lambert's case is pending in Oakland County Circuit Court, where Judge Jeffrey Mattis has ruled the crime fraud exemption applies in her case. DePerno and Rendon's cases were sent to a district court for a preliminary examination, which began on October 9th, but has since been delayed. So we'll continue to follow these stories and report on them as more information comes forward. Now, just for the record, I know firsthand everything that these people did back during the trial for the Antrim County case. What DePerno was basically doing was looking for validation of what we found here in Antrim County. They went to a local township clerk,